I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump said he would like to see a shutdown if Democrats refuse to back his immigration proposals. Trump made the remarks during a roundtable discussion at the White House with law enforcement officials and lawmakers on the threat of the MS-13 gangs.
We have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety and unrelated but still related. They don't want to take care of our military. Then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown.
Congress is currently negotiating ways to prevent a looming government shutdown at midnight Thursday. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jung, is part of a North Korean delegation heading to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, raising concerns that the North is trying to use the event for propaganda purposes. David Doyle reports.
Kim Yo-jung was blacklisted last year by the U.S. Treasury Department. Her visit also raises concerns over whether Pyongyang is using the Olympics to push its own agenda. That's something that U.S. officials are keen to block.
We will not allow North Korean propaganda to hijack the message and imagery of the Olympic Games.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the U.S. will soon unveil its toughest ever economic sanctions on the reclusive country.
That was reporter David Doyle. American Tony Kim was detained at the Pyongyang airport on April 22, 2017, as he was leaving the country. He was in North Korea teaching accounting at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. In a YouTube video, Kim's eldest son, Seol, wondered whether the Winter Olympics in South Korea provided an opportunity for the U.S. government to press harder for his release. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan was hit by an earthquake of 5.7 magnitude off the eastern coast